impossible.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if you're just getting up, come on. Let's make hay while the sun shines here, folks. I know there's not much sun out there. It's a little bit in the cool side. But it's a great day to get out in the yard and edge those beds. Do some planting. All your nurseries have got trees and shrubs. We are at Cataldo Nursery off of Route 110 in Littleton, Massachusetts. It's right off of 495 in the exit. Is exit 31 off of 495, or like 2 minutes from there. Come on down and say hello. It's their spring open house. They have a techno block display, so if you want to build your own walkway, your patio, they'll tell you how to do it. Believe me, I've done it, and it's not that hard. And just a few basic steps. They have an expert on feeding the birds coming in at 9 o'clock until 2. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And for their sale, rhododendrons and azaleas, 20% off. A great deal on perennials. They're normally $4 each. They're on sale for $3 each. Weeping cherries, and they're gorgeous, are 20% off. A great deal on pansies. And you've heard me talk about the earth box, right, on how great of a planter this is. It's normally $59. And if you come today, it's $39.95, so you're saving $20 on the earth box. And all kinds of specials going on all day, fertilizers and things. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And if you have a gardening question, 800-259-9231 is the number to call. Okay, Don, who's up next?
We have Steve from Barrie, Vermont, who has a question about wood stove ashes.
Terrific. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, Paul. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
It's cold here in Barrie.
I can imagine.
And it's snowing.
It's snowing.
It is.
Yeah.
It kind of makes spring feel bad, but we know we got to do these things.
Right.
And my question is, my father wants to know, we have 3 5-gallon buckets of wood ash.
Okay.
And I heard you say that it was like a pot of gold.
It is.
And we want to know how to spread it, how to use it.
Okay. Each of those 5-gallon buckets of wood ash has the same value as a 50-pound bag of powdered lime. Now, the difference is, if you spread a 50-pound bag of lime on your gardens, on your lawn, it's going to take 6 months to work. The wood ash from your fireplace or from your wood stove will change the acidity, making the soil sweeter in 2 weeks compared to 6 months. A 5-gallon bucket will treat 1,000 square feet, so roughly 100 feet by 10 feet. you can put it right on the snow if you want. So just put your hand in the bucket and throw it like you're putting rock salt on that snow to melt it. And as the snow melts, it will work its way into the ground. It's wonderful. It is like black gold. But each of those buckets will treat 1,000 square feet of vegetable, flower, or lawn. And it will happen in a two-week period. So it will make the soil sweeter so that your fertilizers do a better job for you. If your soil is acidic and you see moss, okay, and you plant in that soil, the plants are going to grow. But they're never going to get to the point where they are performing at their best, at 100%, because the acidity will grab a hold of some of the fertilizers in the ground, preventing the plant from using them. When you add lime or wood ash, you sweeten the soil, you increase the pH, and that's how they measure it. And what you want to try and achieve for everything, neutral is 7. If you can get around 6.5, everything will grow. And it will make rhododendrons grow even better. So wherever you want to see results, throw that wood ash in there. And you can put it down any time of the year. It is absolutely fabulous. And Steve, say to yourself, I'm in Vermont. I know I'm a little bit later. I live in Kennebunk, and we were supposed to have some snow in Kennebunk last night. I stayed at a friend's house because I'm in Massachusetts. But you have to say to yourself, it's April. It's expected to have weather like this. And concentrate on areas. Now, in your case, it's snowing. You got snow on the ground. You can't work in the yard. But what you can do is go in your garage, start your lawnmower. Let it run. Because sometimes during the winter, a lawnmower that ran real, real good last fall, something happens during the winter, and when you go to start it, it won't start. So if you can start it, let it run. That way, change the oil in it. How many times have you changed the oil? Did you change it every year? Most people will go 2-3 years before they change the oil. Did you sharpen the blade? Most people have never sharpened a blade. And every time you hit a rock or a branch or a stick, you dull the blade. And when you dull the blade, instead of cutting the grass, it rips it. And if we have a wet summer with a lot of humidity, that's when diseases come. Because when you have a nice, clean, sharp cut, it seals itself and diseases can't get in. So check your power equipment. Get them clean. Get them running. If it's not running, then Monday take it to the store and have them repair it. Most people wait to test the lawnmower or the rototiller when they want to use it. And what happens is it doesn't work. Everybody else has done the same thing, and they got to wait 2 weeks for the repair store to fix it. So there are things that you can do. Put your lime down. If you want to feed some of your plants, get your holly tone for your broadleaf evergreens. You can, but in your case, you get snow, so you're very limited. Plan your vegetable garden. Get a piece of paper and say, okay, it's 25 feet by 25 feet, and I'm going to plant it on paper so that I know what I'm going to do. Most of us, we get to the store and we see all these plants. We get really, really excited. I know I do. And we tend to put things too close together. Now they compete for the same light, the same water, the same fertilizer. They grow together. The air circulation around the plant isn't as good. And then you get diseases. Plant it on paper. That way you get exactly what you need. And if you've got extra plants, don't say, I don't want to throw it away. Give it to somebody. But don't squeeze them in. Okay? Steve, spring is here. And before long, you'll be barefoot on the lawn, enjoying the feel of the grass and smelling the nice aroma of a fresh cut lawn. Winter is coming to an end. Keep saying that, and it's going to happen. Don, who's up next?
This is Paul from Manchester, New Hampshire, who has a question about rototilling.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm
I'm just a new one here. I don't know anything.
That's okay. Hey, I didn't know anything a long time ago, and it's over the years, Paul, you're going to become a good gardener. But don't get discouraged. Things don't always happen the way that you want. So how can we help you?
I actually forgot. I was looking. I think I've got the directions to go to the nursery. I was wondering what town it was in.
It is in Littleton.
Oh, it's in Littleton.
It's in Littleton, Mass. It's on right off of Route 495.
Yeah.
And the exit is 31. So come on by.
Okay.
And we can help you now. Take baby steps.
I will. The garden area. When you said something earlier about, I don't know when to roadkill would be proper, and you mentioned something about the tomatoes, of having something to tomatoes.
Yep.
And the last question, of course, would be, is there anything I should do to spread to kill the weeds before roadkilling, or should I not even do that?
Okay, now this area, it's grass now?
Yes, well, partially. Because last year, every year I've been roadkilling for my wife, and I don't do anything after that. But I want to start doing things. So the crabgrass comes up, and it spreads like crazy. And
okay, I'll tell you what. Then what we'll do, Paul? We're coming up on a break.
Yep.
When we come back, I'm going to give you a list of steps for you to follow on when to rototill, what to do to it, and the different products that you can use to keep the weeds under control in your garden. So just sit back, relax, and remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. So take your time, little steps. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Paul about preparing a vegetable garden. And the worst thing that you could do is to go in there today and rototill. If you got some good soaking rains yesterday and last night, and you go in that garden with your rototiller, and you've got any clay in it at all, in the process of tilling the soil, you're going to squeeze the clay together and create little balls of soil. So you're going to destroy the texture. So what you want to do is this. Give it a couple days to drain. Go in your garden. Bring a trowel with you. Dig a hole about 6 inches deep. Take some of the soil from the hole. Put it in the palm of your hand. Squeeze it to make like a big meatball. Okay? Maybe the size of a tennis ball, maybe not quite as big as that. Now take some of the soil from the hole, put it in the palm of your hand, pat it together, and create with force a meatball-type clump of soil. Put your hands out at like a 45-degree angle, level with your shoulder, and drop it. If it hits the ground and it shatters, rototill. If it hits the ground and it stays in two or three or four pieces still stuck together, that means there's too much water in the ground. So you need to have a well-drained soil. Now, what I always do in my garden, if there's visible areas with a lot of weeds, I pull them. I'll just take the pitchfork or the shovel, dig them out first. Then I'll spread some lime on the garden to make it sweeter. I will add some type of organic matter. Now, I rototill from north to south with the lime in it. Then I'll spread the cow manure, peat moss, compost, and I'll go east to west. So I'm double rototilling the garden. And that makes a big, big difference. That way you're blending all that organic matter in it. And you're getting the lime deep into the soil where it will do the most good. If you have wood ash, put the wood ash in there. But don't rush. If you walk in the ground and it feels squishy and the soil flattens out and water builds up, stay out of the garden. You're not going to gain anything. You're going to change the texture of the soil, and root crops, things like onions and beets and carrots, they're going to suffer because the soil has been compacted. You do that, you'll be in great shape. Now, to control weeds, there are a couple of things that you can do. Get the garden planted, and when the garden is all planted, use a product called Weed and Grass Stopper. It's a powder. You just spray it in the aisles between your plants. Don't put it where you're planting seed, because the Weed and Grass Stopper doesn't know that beets are good and crabgrass is bad. Now, if the weeds come up, there's a new product on the market called Over the Top. And Over the Top, number two, can be used in a vegetable garden. So if you've got crabgrass coming up between your rows of peppers and tomatoes, you can spray Over the Top right in the vegetable garden. It will kill the grasses and leave your tomatoes and peppers and squashes and cucumbers alone. The new technology is absolutely wonderful. So you give that a try, Paul. You're going to see that things are going to work a lot better. Now, your fruit trees are coming into bud and bloom. If you want to control the insects, then you want to get some bone-eyed all-season oil and spray your fruit trees, your flowering crabs, your rose bushes. And the bone-eyed all-season oil is an oil. It's not a chemical. It will soak the plant when you spray it. It will coat the eggs of the insects and smother them, so that you're going to have a lot less of a problem in the long run. And they have a new sulfur product that you can mix with it. They will do the same thing to disease spores. And you can combine them. Okay? Now, when the flowers come in bloom, you cannot spray your fruit trees or your flowering trees with any chemical, because you're going to force the flowers to abort. You won't have any apples or peaches or pears or plums. If you spray your blueberries and they're in bloom, the flowers are going to drop off and you won't have any fruit. When the flower finishes, then you want to get a product called Organocide. It's a natural organic disease and insect control for fruit trees, berries, and for the vegetable garden. And you can use it on flowering trees. Organocide, but wait till the flowers fall.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a little bit gray outside. We did have a good soaking rain, but the spring season is there. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. And we want to say a special hello today to a brand new radio station for the Paul Parent Garden Club, 1200 AM Rush Radio, WXKS. Welcome to the family. We hope that we can help all of your listeners with their gardening program. That's 1200 AM Rush Radio. And also in Bangor, Maine, 103.1 FM, WZON Radio. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if you have questions on your garden, give us a call. and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. Don, who's up next?
This is Jay from Lowell, Massachusetts, who has a question about pruning his hydrangeas.
Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you.
Hi.
I've got some Nico Blue hydrangeas that have gotten quite leggy because I'm never quite sure when I should prune them back.
Okay. The thing that you want to do, you have to say to yourself that the blue hydrangeas, the old-fashioned varieties, which is what you have, the Nico Blue, the older varieties, they flower on the branches that were made the previous year. So when you look at your hydrangea in the ground right now, it looks like a bunch of dead sticks. And you have to say to yourself, leave the plant alone. Wait until you're going to, if you look at it, the stems are all kind of brown and they look like they're all dried out, but they're perfectly healthy. And the buds are opposite each other. They're a dark chocolate brown to a black color. Now, in about 3 weeks, maybe a month, those buds are going to break through that seed coat and start to make green leaves, and then eventually green branches. When those buds start to make branches, they will contain the flower buds for next year. Well, for this year, I should say. So if you prune them back now, you're going to remove the potential flower buds from that plant. The time to do the pruning on hydrangea is when the flowers start to look dirty. So when they're starting to go by, and you've got hydrangeas that are like 4 feet tall, you want them to be 3 or 2.5, that's the time of the year to prune it. Now, if you've got a long branch that's 4 feet tall, and you have all this new growth starting at the ground with two branches coming up every 6 inches on the stem, then you could take a third of that branch, but wait until you see active growth developing on it and not before. So for now, if you want to put some fertilizer on it and to make them bluer in color, what you want to use is an evergreen fertilizer like Hollytone. And that will make the soil more acidic to give you deeper blue color. Or you can buy a product called aluminum sulfate, and that's a soil acidifier, and that will make the hydrangea bluer. If you add lime to your blue hydrangea, you're going to turn them pink, okay? So pink to make lime or wood ash to make them pink, or an acid-type fertilizer or aluminum sulfate to make them blue. And don't prune until you see that there's plenty of new growth, but the best time is when the flowering cycle ends, and that's going to be during late July, early August. Thank you, Jay. Don, who's up next?
This is Catalina from Maine, who has a question about some raspberry bushes.
Catalina, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is pertaining to raspberry bushes. I just took down a whole area that had some invasive raspberry bushes and other brush, and I used the billy goat, and then I raked it all up. But how do I get rid of them without poisoning my garden, my neighbor's garden that borders it?
Okay.
Can I cover it with black paper and put loam on it?
Now, what did you want to do with this area? Did you just want it to be a garden, or you want it just to be a nice, clean area?
I want to put a garden there, more flowers and a path.
Okay. Then the best thing for you to do is, since you've dug it all up, you probably removed, I'm going to say, 75% of what's there. So put your compost, get your soil ready. Whatever you put into that soil, it's going to give it back to you. And you're going to have a much better garden in the long run. You can't get them all the first year. There's just no way. When they start to poke up through the ground, take your trowel and dig, and you're going to see that it's probably running from your neighbor's yard if it's coming underneath the fence. Try and get as much of it as you can. Now, the other thing that you can do is get some Roundup or Cleanup. Mix it in like a tin can. You don't need to do a whole gallon of it. Mix enough to fill like a tin can that you get peas or corn or carrots in. Get a paintbrush 1 inch wide. Mix up your Roundup in the tin can with the water and the product. Get your paintbrush, go into the garden, and paint the Roundup on the foliage of the weeds that are coming up. If you use a sprayer, it sends out a mist, and it's going to drift on the flowers that you've planted. So by painting it directly on the plants, it will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the roots, and kill it without hurting anything. That's the safest way for you to do that, and it's going to work beautiful. Okay? Thank you. Now, we've had a lot of rain all spring, and the experts are saying we're going to have a lot of mosquitoes this year, fleas and ticks, and the Midwest is going to have a lot of grasshoppers. If you live in a wooded area, you have a lot of fields, and you've had fleas and ticks in the past, you may want to think about something. There's a company called Daminix, D-A-M-M-I-N-I-X. They're based in Boston, and they sell a product that you can put around your property that will kill the ticks that cause Lyme disease. So if you've got deer coming in on your property and you've got ticks, there's a good chance that you could get Lyme disease, or if you've heard that neighbors have it. This is a product that you can buy at your local nursery. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, there's a lot of information from the company, but they're based in Boston. Their product is a little tube. The tube is filled with cotton that's been treated with pyrethrum. And pyrethrum is a natural occurring product. You take these tubes, you throw them around the edge of your property. The mice are going to take the cotton out of the tubes and use it in their nests. Now, the tick that passes Lyme disease starts on the mouse. From the mouse, they go to the deer. So if the mouse takes the cotton, puts it in his nest, he'll kill the tick. The tick never gets to the deer, and that eliminates Lyme disease. So go to my website, paulparent.com, and then click on Daminix and read all about it. It's a great way without doing a lot of spraying, and it's safe for the environment. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Sue from Manchester, New Hampshire, who has a question about Christmas poinsettia.
Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a poinsettia tree, and yeah. I would like to know how to get it to fill out.
Okay. How big is it? How tall?
I would say about 3 feet.
About 3 feet. And what size container is it in? Like a 8-inch pot or a 10-inch pot?
Probably an 8-inch.
Okay. First step is to repot it in a container a couple of inches larger. So just get some good potting soil, repot it. Make sure that it's a pot that has drainage so that if you do overwater it, you can get rid of the excess water. And then what I want you to do is I want you to prune the plant. I want you to cut it back at any time now by 1/3. So that if you've got a branch that's 2 feet long, you've got to get rid of about 8 to 10 inches of that plant. And the reason is on the end of that branch is a bud. That's called a terminal bud. He's on the tip of the branch. He's the boss. So when the new growth starts in the spring, all the energy will go to the tip of the branch, and that branch is going to get longer and longer and longer. And poinsettias have a really bad crotch. They break. The branches are not that strong. If you can cut the plant back by 1/3, it gives the plant time to strengthen the crotch. And instead of the plant getting longer, the side buds will break. They'll wake up. because there's no more leader. And they will fight to become the new leader, and you'll end up with a plant that will have 2 to 3 times more branches. The plant will be more compact, and you'll have more flowers, but the crotches themselves are going to get a lot stronger. So that's what I want you to do. Repot it, and then for a fertilizer, get some Osmocote. Little BBs, put, according to the package, you know, maybe a couple of tablespoons, I'm not sure exactly, but follow what the recommendations are, and that's going to work very, very well. And it does a fantastic job. Do that, you'll be in great shape, okay? Now, if you're going to be working in your garden, you can start to feed things. So get out there, start to fertilize your perennials, your shrubbery, your ground covers, and that is going to give them a head start. Right now the ground's cold, so it's not going to grow. But if you can get the fertilizer in place, you're going to see that things are going to grow a lot better. Get it there. And if you've got clay in your soil, get some liquid gypsum. The garden centers have this. You spray it, and it coats the individual particles of clay so they no longer stick together. Your roots can move through the soil a lot better. You have improved drainage, and you'll end up with longer carrots, bigger beets, and your plants that grow above ground will grow better because the root system will grow better. Liquid gypsum, your garden centers have it, and it's absolutely wonderful. And another thing that you can do, if you're planting a new garden, like you are, you probably don't have any idea what the sun situation is there. So do you buy plants that grow in full sun? Do you buy plants that grow in shade or a combination of? When you go to the garden center, there's a new product came out last year. It's called a sun stick. And it looks like a plastic flower. You put the sticky paper on it, and you push this flower in the garden where you're going to plant. And this paper is sensitive to the rays of the sun, and it will change color over a 24-hour period, telling you if it's full sun, half a day of shade, or shade all day. And that way, when you go to the garden center or the nursery to buy your perennials, you can say, I get half a day of sun. And they can help you to select the right perennial for that particular location. But it's called a sun stick. And it will tell you what the growing condition. There's no sense putting on a shrub that blooms in the sun.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun, and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Special hello to all the listeners on WCAP Radio, 980 AM in Lowell. Don, who's up next?
This is John from Rhode Island, and he has a question about his rhododendrons.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I heard you talking with the gentleman with the wood ash. And you told him to put it around his rhododendrons. I always kept my lime away from the rhododendron. Should I be liming that? I thought it liked the more acidic soil. And also, with the rhododendrons, I want to trim mine way back. And usually the leaves only grow on the last few inches. So what should I do? Just cut a little bit each year, but it seems like it always gains on me.
What you want to do is this. First of all, rhododendrons are plants that they tolerate the acidic soil. They'll do better in a soil that is slightly acidic, but it gets to a point where your soil gets to be too acidic, you'll get less and less and less flowers. So if you're getting plenty of new growth and you're getting plenty of blooms, then use a general purpose fertilizer for rhododendrons. But if you're starting to notice that where they're growing, you're getting moss growing on the surface of the ground. You're getting a plant that's a little bit thinner. You're losing lower leaves on a plant that's turning yellow. There's less flowers. That's telling you that the soil is getting to a point where it's getting too acidic. And then by putting down some wood ash or some lime, you're going to raise the pH so it's not as acidic so that the plant can get the food that's in the ground. The more acidic the soil is, the less fertilizer that you apply becomes available to the plant. So by adding lime, you make the soil sweeter, you change the acidity level, and the acidity cannot retain the fertilizer that's in the ground. The plant can now use it. Now, as far as pruning, you can prune any time. If you prune now, you're going to lose all the flowers. And you've waited since last June to enjoy those flowers. So wait until the flowers look dirty. And when they start to look that they're tired, they're turning brown, that's when you take the pruners out, and because they flower, and then they make the new growth. So as soon as they get dirty looking, cut them back. And you can take as much as one-third off that plant. As long as there's green leaves that remain after you've pruned it, that branch has a bud where the leaf is attached to the stem. And that bud, if the leaf dies, that bud will become a leaf. If the branch above it is gone, that bud will actually become a branch. And that will give you a much thicker plant. So say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good, and cut it back. But it won't do any good by pruning it now because the new growth doesn't develop until the flowering cycle is over. So let it bloom, shape it, prune it, and it's going to come right back to health for you. And you know, that way you can control the size. But you can take a third off, no problem at all. Now, if you've got weeds and you want to stay organic and natural, you get a lot of kids, there's a new company called EcoSmart. And everything that they use are made with oils, non-allergenic oils. And you can use it around kids and pets. You will kill all kinds of weeds with it. You'll see results in hours, not days. So you can spray it on patios and walkways, around fences and gates. But go to your local garden center and ask them for EcoSmart Organic Weed and Grass Killer. They have a dozen different products. They're brand new to the industry, and it's products that will really help you to have a better garden without the fear of having toxic chemicals. Now, if you have a problem growing grass in the shade, I want you to go to this website. It's called wildflowerfarm.com. Just like it sounds, wildflowerfarm.com. They have a grass seed that will grow in total shade or full sun. It's a blend of fine fescue, and it only grows 6 inches the whole year, and you only fertilize it once a year. But full shade to full sun, you can plant it on the side of the road where the salt is, and it will still grow like crazy. It's not cheap, but you mow it once, maybe twice a year. That, and half the amount of water is needed because it's a fine blade. Check it out.